At an EPA Housatonic River Citizens Coordinating Council meeting at the Lenox Library Wednesday evening, community stakeholders raised concerns over information presented at a status update of the cleanup project at Silver Lake and Pittsfield. The EPA is currently overseeing work conducted by contractors hired by General Electric at Silver Lake, which includes the replacement of PCB-contaminated sediment on the banks of the lake, located near the former General Electric plot in Pittsfield. The project will also include a capping of the lake bottom to contain the believed to be cancer-causing chemicals dumped into the lake by GE until the 1970s. During the EPA's presentation, it was revealed that on April 24th and May 2nd, the airborne concentration of PCBs detected at the site exceeded the set action level. GE's contractors stopped their work on both occasions, which involved pulling large amounts of debris from the lake bottom, and a series of corrective action steps were developed after the April 24th event. Valerie Anderson, a Pittsfield resident and member of the Housatonic Clean River Coalition, was one of the stakeholders at the meeting who expressed concern over the lack of notification given to city residents of the elevated PCB levels.
They're posting it on a website over a week after the spike in the airborne PCBs. That's inadequate.
GE followed steps to alert the EPA of the airborne contamination levels. The EPA did not post a public notice for the May 2nd detection on its website until May 9th. EPA spokesman Jim Murphy said that the EPA did notify the City of Pittsfield and the Pittsfield Economic Development Authority, which occupies property adjacent to the Silver Lake cleanup site. Murphy added, though, that the request to notify nearby residents of elevated airborne PCB levels was a reasonable one.
The action level is below, a level that we think would cause any kind of health impact. So we set that at that level. So when that happens, we don't want it to go any higher. So I think it's a reasonable request for people to say they want to know when that happens.
At the meeting, the EPA also addressed concerns that contaminated sediments from the rest of river cleanup in the Housatonic River would be placed in a landfill in Berkshire County. Jim Murphy assured that the EPA is not considering that as an option.
One of the main things that we were trying to accomplish by our meetings and with GE now is to really to come to a general understanding of what the best cleanup would be. And our position is that it would be better if the waste was disposed out of state.
A letter signed by government leaders from Pittsfield, Lenox, Lee, Stockbridge, Great Barrington, and Sheffield, and prepared by the Berkshire Regional Planning Commission, was sent to the Massachusetts Department of Environmental Protection, expressing that changing regulations could allow a PCB landfill to be placed in Berkshire County. In response, DEP Commissioner Ken Kimmel said that the state is not considering placing contaminated sediment on site. A written statement emailed to WAMC reads in part, quote, "There are a number of existing regulatory provisions in place to prevent the placement of contaminated sediments on uncontaminated areas. Nothing in the draft regulations affect those regulatory provisions," unquote. But despite the verbal assurances from the EPA and the DEP that a landfill would not be placed in Berkshire County, BRPC Executive Director Nat Carnes said that he'd like a more concrete promise in case future action is taken in court to argue for the legal right to dump in Berkshire County.
You know, me dredging up an email from Commissioner Kimmel 3 years from now, when he may have been replaced because we have a new governor who appoints a new secretary, who appoints a new commissioner, having an email with an attachment that doesn't even have a letterhead on it to wave around bears less weight than something that, is more official in nature.
PCB contaminated sediment from the first 1.5 miles of dredging in the Housatonic River in Pittsfield is already being held at two separate locations within the city. At the meeting, GE stated that contaminated sediment from Silver Lake is being sent to a site in Michigan. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.